Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown.
I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello. Sorry, you caught me mid-yawn.
I see that. Happens in Lock and Key as well.
It happens.
It does happen.
Oh, dude, with this new mic, I can sit here comfortably, and I start laying back, and it just kind of happens. So.
That's fair. No, that's fair.
I do like this.
I bet. I've got to get more of these.
Absolutely.
And also with us, from World's Finest True Believers, is Chris.
How y'all doing?
Pretty good, man. How are you?
Doing great.
Good to hear. We are
did you just
on.
Wave at him on the.
So what?
Did you just wave at him on the camera?
I was stretching.
Oh.
Yes. Hi, Chris. How you doing? See, look, Chris. He waved back. Fuck you. We are on the fourth issue of this Daredevil arc, issue number 57. If you'd like to listen to our previous episodes, check out our last three, as well as 91 through 96. And this one, we literally pick up right where we left off.
Well, okay, first off, I'd like to point out the cover.
Okay,
it's Daredevil talking to
Karen.
Yeah, I couldn't remember her name. And she's like, I've unmasked you at last, but it can't be. Daredevil is Matt Murdock?
Exclamation point, not question mark. She's making a statement.
I just wanted to point that out because, you know, we were talking about her, like, putting the clues together earlier.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Anyways.
It's a big reveal there in the... Although, back in the 60s, they definitely put stuff on the cover that wasn't in the issue.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
All the time.
Yeah, they don't do that as much very often. Although, I know we've ran into both in Iron Man and in Captain America where the cover was actually part of the issue. So that was cool.
See, I like that. That's
It's, you get an extra page for your 15 cents, which is nice.
There you go.
This issue starts out literally where we left off, with Daredevil dressed up in Death's Head costume. Try to say that three times fast.
Daredevil's a deadhead.
riding the skeletal horse toward the cops as they're shooting at him. The one thing I'll point out is that he's now awake. Whereas in the last episode or last issue, it seemed like he was still knocked out.
Maybe the jolting of the horse, you know.
Possibly. But my question is, why couldn't he speak?
Maybe he wrapped his mouth up too.
He did not.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm reading this. I'm like, just yell the cops. Say, hey, this is Daredevil under here. Don't shoot at me. Please stop shooting at me. No. Like, it isn't until later on. So what... You know, Daredevil is able to leap the cop's car, and all the while he's trying to break his bonds. Eventually he does, but then the horse bucks him off, and as the cops show up, they then take the mask off, and then he starts talking. No,
Scooby Doo and the rest of the gang shows up and says, "Now let's see who you really are."
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and Matt lands on his other shoulder and hurts his other shoulder.
Does he?
Yeah, he says, my shoulder, and definitely not my night.
Yeah, well, I thought he'd messed up his same shoulder.
Well,
again,
he says, earlier I fell on my left shoulder, and now I've really messed up my right shoulder.
So, yeah, he can't do squat right now, which is funny.
I imagine him running away like Ace Ventura when nature calls.
That image is great.
That is great. It works. It's fine. Apparently he's able to gesture to the cops because they were following after to take off the mask. And so the cops do, I guess if his arms were as messed up as he says they are, he probably couldn't lift them up as, you know, past his shoulders. So
I love right here though, where they're like, hey, Mr. Ghost Rider, let's just see who you really are.
Yeah. Ghost Rider isn't here yet.
So. Yeah.
This
is where they got the idea.
Maybe. And then they find out it's Daredevil, and the cop asks, you know, what is he doing all the way up here in Vermont?
Would you believe going courting?
Which is not a lie, technically.
No, he was up there to be like, hey, Karen, what's up?
Let's go courting.
How you doing?
But then he asks for a ride to the back to the Page place.
Hey.
Stop that. Thank you, Miles. Jesus. Back at the Page place, we get Karen.
Page Manor.
Whatever. The estate. Karen answers the phone because Foggy is calling him up, or calling her, just to see how she's doing. And to also let him know that Daredevil was on their way, or he was heading that way.
Foggy brings up Crime Wave.
Well, he also, he's got Willie Lincoln, who appeared in the last set. He's a ex-Army guy who got blinded over in Vietnam. And he helped out Matt and Daredevil kind of regain their, not composure, but their go-gettiness. I don't know what the words are. He basically helped Matt get his confidence back. There we go. That's what I was looking for. Oh, but yeah, he brings up Crime Wave because he is, you know, as district attorney, he's going to go after him, after the individual, and he wanted Karen back as his Girl Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His partner. Girl Friday.
Yeah. And that's literally just an obligatory shot of Willie for the heck of it.
An obligatory Willie shot?
God damn it. That was on me. That was on me. So...
Dude, if you're going to pitch him underhand, I'm going to swing at him every time.
I know. I need to watch what I say. Mrs. Page is wrapping up Daredevil's shoulder and kind of bandaging him up.
It's the same bandage that he used for the costume. If he just left the costume on, he'd have been fine.
He might have, actually. And Karen lets him know that they're... Oh, it's, and as
can I stop for a second here?
Yes, go ahead.
She wraps up... Okay, he hurt his shoulder, right?
Okay.
So she wraps up the top of his bicep, and that's it.
I mean, it's fine.
He's a superhero. Exactly. He doesn't need much.
As a doctor, I'd like to point out there's no logic in that.
That's perfectly fine. As they are talking, and as Mrs. Page is wrapping up the shoulder, arm, bicep, whatever you want to call it, we see Garth standing in the background, kind of
not so
shadows.
Subtle.
Eavesdropping.
Yeah, this is where Karen is describing that the mask is identical to an ancient Aztec skull in the British Museum, and that she says it haunted her dreams when she was a child.
And then Mrs. Page is like, you know what my daughter says is true. Her father and I had many nights we had to comfort her.
Mm-hmm. Daredevil does say that, you know, the horse that he was riding, the skeletal horse, was actually a real horse. Treated with some flesh, treated so that its flesh was transparent,
and only the bones,
which
be
is
seen.
Pretty fucking wicked, if you might say so.
It was probably some kind of radiation.
That horse is gonna die easily.
I think they make reference to it as well.
I think you might be right, and later on in this issue. But Daredevil, you know, he's got better hearing than most, so he kind of hears Garth. Kind of a
okay, see, here's my thing. Okay, earlier he was talking about being able to hear Karen's heartbeat when she was in the room.
Yeah.
So he'd be able to hear Garth's also sitting on the other side of the thing, not to mention the scuff of his feet or, you know, when he moved.
Well, and I think he
door.
Was focusing on what Karen was saying.
Which maybe. Is great.
I don't know.
But, I mean, I'm just thinking, like, I can listen to what somebody's saying and still, you know, hear what's going
on
around me, and I don't even have super duper hearing, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway,
I just also like it with like is he in a different room or is he?
I think he
passes it off like, oh, did you want coffee and tea?
Yeah, pretty sure it's in he came up from the other room. The curtain was somewhat closed, and instead of walking in like a normal butler, he lurks behind the curtain. And then when Daredevil reveals it, he's like, I'm just doing my butlery duties. But that threw Daredevil off. Like he realized there's something up with this guy. So he decides that
he's going to go take a nap.
Wait. Yeah. Karen is the one that follows. Oh shit.
Okay. Karen's going to be like, all right, I'm going after this. Daredevil's going to take a nap.
Well, Karen's like, Daredevil, you need to go get some sleep. I saw you wincing. And he's like, oh, my arm hurts a little bit. Maybe I should get some sleep. And then she's like, yeah, now that Daredevil's asleep, I better chase after my butler to see what he's doing.
I'm pretty sure he is going to follow as well, but Karen takes the initiative and goes after Garth. He crosses the bridge, the same bridge that she had all the nightmares about and where she got attacked at. But as soon as he's past the bridge, he jumps the fence and goes to the mill that on, I believe it's still on their property, that no one's been to in forever. And so she's following him down and finds this, I don't even know what you called it. Like all this equipment that
it's
in this condemned building. Like no one's used this mill in forever, and here is this brand new equipment with this smoking vat of who knows what.
Yeah, and I just love it. She grabs something, gets ready to hit Garth, and man, he turns around and
he has a dead shot.
That's a great shot, which is amazing. Although, what was that plank gonna do to him? I mean, she probably wouldn't have that much of a momentum to knock him out. Just maybe have him drop the gun, but still, though, that would freak me out if I'm holding that
stick plank and somebody comes back and shoots it right out of your hand.
This is where we have Daredevil come flying in and knocks out Garth.
And I like this part right here. He's like, I must be getting careless in my old age. I hit him so hard, he's out cold.
Yeah. He's so old in his 30s.
That shoulder, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like Murtaugh. I'm getting too old for this.
Getting too old for this shit.
But come to find out, Garth is not actually Deathhead, because Deathhead is standing over top of him, over top all of them. That being said, though, I believe Daredevil... No, wait, that's here in a minute.
Okay. No, Daredevil figures out who...
He figures out who it actually is here in just a second. But Deathhead is, you know, posturing, saying, hey, I can... I'll kill you guys and
I got this big fireball.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and this is... Yeah, he says... Talks about the horse. The unpleasant side effect of the serum that renders the flesh transparent will also kill him. So...
A casualty, but a good casualty, I guess.
I also like how he says, he seems to have died. Like, you don't know that he died? You're just assuming?
I guess.
He'll walk it off later.
I'm a mad scientist, not a mad doctor. God.
So, Daredevil uses his billy club and wraps it around Death's Head's wrist and yanks him down before the fireball that he is conjuring up can get any bigger. I will say that the fireball just goes out of his hand and it doesn't hit anything.
It just disappears. Yeah. Like it doesn't do anything.
Huh, that's a little lackluster.
Maybe it landed in the vat.
Maybe. Yeah, the vat that's still boiling behind him.
Yeah. But anyways, Daredevil's like, with my blasted shoulder hurt, I couldn't pull him hard enough. I've got to uncoil his wrists or I'll pull him right into that seething vat.
Yeah. So at least he's still, you know, saving him. Which is good.
What changed from this to, sounds like he's fallen to his death?
Well, that one.
Saxon knows my secret identity. I think
that's kind of what it is.
if he dies.
No, he's like, oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't stretch it. It's like the person at the elevator up, can't reach that. Nope, sorry.
It's like,
sorry,
oh, guys. I'm trying to. Oh, darn. Door's closed. Whoops.
You died. Oh, well.
I guess my secret's still safe.
Yes. This is where Daredevil admits that Death's Head is actually Karen's father. The shocking revelation that it is.
Was anybody actually shocked by that?
Not really.
Like, no. As soon as she said it was from her dream, I'm like, oh, that was her dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's again, it's 60s. Maybe it was a little more shocking back then. Who knows? Probably not. This is very, what's the right word? Telling? Like, you can literally So... Death's Head is like looks like he's strangling Daredevil over the railing, gonna drop him into that vat of boiling whatever. But I guess because the railing is giving way, that Daredevil's able to knock off the.
He kicks the end of the rail and breaks the railing, so he falls backwards off of it.
Is that just enough to? because he's literally about ready to fall into that vat. So.
Oh yeah, and he just gives it a little bit of give, and it's like a perfect 10 lands.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Like, how is that? How is he able to not like miss the vat?
Because he got to decide where he fell instead of having her dad push him over the edge.
Mm, I don't know. Seems all kind of iffy to me.
Comic book logic.
Comic book logic. You gotcha.
Along with comic book physics.
But he starts, you know, saying out loud, you know, you're Paxton Page. I tell you. Oh, yeah. Because apparently Deathhead doesn't believe he's Paxton. That he says that he killed him.
Yeah, and then he's at this part right here. He's like,
where he says, tear off the mask and try to remember. This is where Death's Head says, I killed him. And then he hits the button
to dump the molten cobalt on you.
Mm-hmm.
But then Karen goes over there to grab Daredevil. And he's like, the girl, nothing must harm the girl, but the VAT's controls are jammed. Then I must save her.
Again, another plot point.
Somehow I know she must not die.
So he jumps down, pushes both of them out of the way.
In opposite directions.
Well, because he probably just jumped like right smack down.
No, but it looks like he like kicked Daredevil out of the way and then just kind of gently pushed Karen out of the way.
I can see that.
I just love it that the bat falls on him and we reveal that, of course, it's the dad at that point, but like no other harm has come to him from this molten liquid. No,
you would think, especially if the wrapping on him is cloth, that should have been melted away, or melted into him at least.
Maybe they didn't know how to draw a burn victim.
Ooh, it's possible. So he is now dead, finally, I guess. They go back from the mill, back to the Page house. It's revealed that Garth is actually a government agent. They knew, let's see, he says, we knew he was experimenting again, and I was to protect him secretly from his real enemies. And so I did, from all but himself. So I don't know how, like, did he talk to, you think he talked to Paxton saying this? Or,
I don't know.
He can smell a government agent.
Maybe. I don't know. Like, it's just one of those things, like, if he... It's semantics. It's nothing really. So they take him back up to the house. They have a couple days later.
They have a funeral for him. Yeah. And then while Karen's waiting at the grave, she tells everybody else to go. You know, like, she's like, I just want to be here alone for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then Daredevil sneaks up on her, and she's like, I'd like to be alone right now. You only remind me of. And then he's like, Karen, take off my mask.
Your mask. And so she does.
And then when she grabs his mask, he looks like the Flash right there.
Oh, okay.
Like, just the way that his mask is sitting, you know?
Yeah. That's fair. That's fair.
It can't be. You're dead. Dead! No, Karen.
No!
This right here reminds me of, like, old, like, soap opera dialogue.
Right?
No, Karen, I'm not. Matt Murdock is alive! And what is more, my darling, Matt Murdock is Daredevil.
So, yeah, that's how we end this issue, is all the shock and all.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you enjoyed listening to Chris, please check out World's Finest True Believers on all major podcasting apps. You can find him on Twitter at Finest Believers, or you can send your emails to worldsfinesttruebelievers@gmail.com. And as always, you can find us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Daredevil story arc.